16 minutes after 5 South African time, the 3rd of Safar 1443. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad early this Saturday morning. Welcome to the program, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 3rd of Safar 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 6. 16, Surah Nahl, the B, and verse number 106. Many a time what would happen, a certain incident would take place, and then a verse or verses were revealed, or sometime even a chapter was revealed. And that in our terminology we call Sababun Nuzul, the plural Asbabun Nuzul, the reason why these verses or verse was revealed. And regarding the prophetic text, an incident would take place, and sometimes after that incident, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pass the judgment or give some advices and so forth and so on. So that was called Sababul Wurud. Sabab, the reason, the cause, and Wurud for the pronouncement, announcement, advices. So always draw the distinction for Quran Sharif. The noble Quran, we will say Sababun Nuzul or Asbabun Nuzul. And for the Ahadith Mubarakah, Sababul Wurud, Asbabul Wurud. So that is the terminology. Now here there is an incident, and is mentioned in various tafasir. You open Tafsir Qurtubi, Ma'riful Quran, and Ibn Kathir, and various compilations. What had happened in Makkah Mukarramah, the persecution, torture was going on, and there were two types of companions. They were those who were 100% prepared to make every sacrifice. They were prepared to give their life. So there is a couple, and they have a son. The couple were Yasir radiallahu an, his honorable wife Sayyida Sumayya radiallahu anha, and the son was Ammar radiallahu an. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger of Islam, would see the persecution, torture going on, and explain to them, sabran sabran ya ala Yasir, exercise restraint and patience, O family of Yasir. I know you are being tortured, persecuted. فَإِنَّ مَوْئِدَكُمْ الْجَنَّةِ, your resting place will be Jannah, and paradise Allah will give you. So the father, mother, the parents, that was Yasir radiallahu an, and Sumayya radiallahu anha, they gave their life. Remember, the enemies tortured them, told them, swear and curse Almighty Allah, swear and curse the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They said, do whatever you want to, like Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an, when the boulder were put on his chest on that hot desert sand, he would say, Ahad, 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 Allah is one, Allah is one. So that is taqwa, that is precaution, that is azimah, practicing on the highest, highest stages or level of iman, faith and conviction. So Ammar was young, he's the son, so remember that he said certain words. words, remember, which they told him to say, but that was just verbally, orally. His heart was still filled with iman, with faith and conviction. So obviously he was very worried, and after that he came to the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, I uttered these words because they were going to kill me and so forth and martyr me. He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked him, kayfa wajadta qalbak, how did you find your heart? He said, mutma'innun bil iman, my heart was filled and satisfied, content with iman. So you still sahabi, you still a Muslim. So that will be the fatwa and the verdict. So fatwa will be, if during that time under duress, you know that the people are going to kill you, assassinate you, murder you and so forth, and you utter these words, yeah, so remember, it would be permissible. But the person does not utter it and he gives his life, so he has made the supreme sacrifice. And when we study our Islamic history, we find the first personality, al-Itlaq. Al-Itlaq means absolutely across the board to embrace Islam, male, female, adult and children, was Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. What an honorable lady, the honorable wife of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for more than 25 years. And the first person to become a martyr in the history of Islam, this distinction also goes to a female, Sayyida Sumayya radiallahu anha. That is what Islam has done. So therefore we need to understand after this incident, this verse here. Chapter 16, verse number 106. Man kafara billah, whosoever rejects Almighty Allah, meaning rejects the oneness or the articles of faith and so forth, min ba'di imanihi, after that person had faith and conviction. But there is one exemption, one exclusion. Illa man ukriha wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman, except that person who is compelled, except that person who is under duress, like Ammar radiallahu an, wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman, but his heart is filled and satisfied and content with iman, faith and conviction. So for him, this will not apply. Walakim man sharaha bil kufri sadra, but those people who open their hearts and their bosom, and they are such that they want to embrace the kufr, that their hearts are now letting the kufr, the blasphemy, the shirk and the polytheism enter their hearts. So such people are called murtad and they go out of the fold of Islam. فَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, for them, upon them is the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, for them is a grievous punishment, chastisement. And therefore in the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of such people who were born Muslim, male or female, or they embraced Islam and thereafter they committed irtidad, became murtad and apostates, and they exited Islam. Then Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man baddala deenahu faqtulu, that whosoever changes his religion from Islam, he goes to any other religion, then for him or her is the death penalty. And that is the verdict of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, the majority jurors, scholars, that the death penalty will apply in both cases, whether it's male or female. And the Hanafis say it will apply in the case of the male. And if the female, Allah forbid, becomes murtadda and apostate, then for her there will be incarceration, imprisonment, hatta tatub or tamud, till that lady dies or till she repents and so forth. So that is what we need to understand. The fatwa and taqwa, the rukhsa and azima, one is permissible and one is to do the greatest thing, and that is to make the supreme sacrifice and give one's life. Yesterday, last night, we heard the news. You must remember, I read it in the Haaretz newspaper, that from the six brothers who escaped from the Israeli prison, so two were rearrested and so forth and so on. These are questions that you or human being and Muslims need to ask one another. How come when Afghanistan reclaims and retakes and liberates their land, so now the West, this objection, that objection, and you don't see the spectacular, magnificent victory which Almighty Allah granted them? They defeated, humiliated, disgraced America, NATO, 48 countries, and till today they're wondering what happened. And 90 billion worth of arms, ammunition, planes, helicopters are in the possession of Taliban. We say Taliban zindabad. We say Allah Ta'ala's help be with them, and inshallah they implement the true Islam. But you look at the apartheid rogue regime of Israel. They stole and occupied another people's land and more than 70 years. So where are all these white countries, Western countries? Because they are Jews, because they are Zionists, so therefore you curry favor with them. So where is your human rights? Where is your democracy? Where is Gaza is under occupation and siege for 14 years or more? So you can see the hypocrisy and you can see the double standards of the West. Therefore, we need to be very, very clear on all these issues here. The United Nations, America, United States, United Kingdom, none of them are the friends of Islam or Muslims or justice. It is just love servers. For themselves, they will have a different law, and for the whiteys, and remember, for their people, they will have a different law. So therefore, me and you need to wake up and understand Islam will be the only one that is the savior of humanity, and we all want peace, but we want peace based on justice. So may Almighty Allah make it easy for the Palestinians and Ameen. The two brothers Ameen. That were rearrested. Allah alone knows what torture they might go through and so forth. But remember, we are 100% sure Palestine will be liberated. Ameen. And the Quran speaks of that. And remember that the Ahadith Mubarakah speak of that. Sooner or later, our dua and supplication is, it will be sooner rather than later. And if you want to know about Palestine and so forth, then you must read chapter number 17 and verses number 4 right up to number 8. Chapter 17 verses 4 to number 8.
Ustad, a listener says here, 2 days ago an ugly fight broke out in the family, Ustad. Now my brother-in-law is phoning my two brothers and threatening them that he will kill them and shoot them if he ever sees them on the street. Now my mother is on panic. What do we do now, Ustad?
Oh, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We don't know both sides of the story, but be that as it may, for a person to say, I'll just see you and shoot you and all these type of things. So you, the people who are being threatened, we know the crime, corruption, all that in the country. But be that as it may, you must go to the police and give them their person's name and get the restraining order, protection order, and so forth and so on. And you, the brother, you must remember, Allah forbid, if you kill a Muslim brother deliberately and without justification, then remember you go straight to hell. وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا. Whosoever kills a Muslim person deliberately, intentionally, then فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. Almighty Allah addresses that issue. Allah's wrath, Allah's curse, you stay in Jahannam for a very, very, very long time, and you should know the consequences and ramifications. And refer to Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 93. So brother, do not let your emotions get the better of you. Do not let it be a knee-jerk reaction. You need to think. We must be responsible, more so as Muslims.
Somebody says, Ustad, listener in Maritzburg, is climate change one of the signs of Qiyamah? Ustad,
remember that everything will change as the days pass by. You see that what is happening in today's world, abortion is legal, fornication, adultery is legal, Allah forbid, gay brigade is legal. So people today try and manipulate things. I was telling you about Palestine. Let me give you one lesson. we learned this in school, Sir Winston Churchill, and the West, they glorify him and so forth. Do you know what Winston Churchill did in India? So you must remember, deliberately they arranged a famine, and a famine there, millions and thousands of people died, or their condition got from bad to worse, so that food and grain and that could be given through the British or the British army and so forth. That's exactly the point I'm making. You must remember the double standards that were applied, and today they want to shred their history. But remember, history always repeats itself. So today when they speak of climate change and so forth and so on, so it's nothing to do with environment. If they worried about environment, then why do they not stop the wars? There's so many wars going on even today. First of all, Palestine, then you see Syria, then you see Libya, and you will see the same actors everywhere. So Kashmir in front of you, in occupied Kashmir, what's happening there? So all these places you will see. So, but many of these things have an ulterior motive, hidden agenda, and then they want to say climate change and so forth. Obviously, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will send his punishments, whether we like it or not. In majority of the time, it is the punishment of Allah, whether it is the floods, whether it is the hurricane, whether it is this, whether it is that. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَةً. Almighty Allah is warning his servants, I alone am in total control, absolute control of the entire universe. The rain will come when I say so. The wind will blow when I command. Not with your degrees, but with my decree. Ya ibadi fattakun. Oh, my servants, fear me alone. So that is the lesson Islam is teaching us.
I see a new listener by the name of Elvin, E-L-V-I-N. He says, good morning, sir. I am a non-Muslim. I have an orphanage, and I'm wanting to know who my inheritance goes to when I die. I don't have any family, and these kids are my children. Who gets what, and how do I distribute my goods to them? There are 10 good kids. Alvin, Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Alvin, for waking up early and posing your question. From an Islamic perspective, we first need to define who is an orphan. An orphan is that boy, that girl, human mata abu, whose biological father has passed away. And the mother could be alive, so still they'll be classified as an orphan. And the second condition will be that they have not obtained and attain the age of puberty. The hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, La yutma ba'da ihtilam. You can't be a yatim and an orphan after you become mature. So you're the young boys, they young girls, I don't know, but anyway, so if they are 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, so we will say Islamically they are yatama, they are orphans, and that's a very good thing you are doing and so forth and so on. So from the Western concept, when I was in school, now we're speaking about 55 years ago and more, so they used to tell us that an orphan is that son, is that boy, that girl whose parents both have passed away. Islam rejects that definition. So that is why I had to clarify that point as well. So you are a non-Muslim, and remember, and you say you got no family, no beneficiaries, no heirs. So in a case like that, you can just bequeath in South Africa. You have the freedom of testation. So you write there that there's 10 flowers you got, 8 flowers, whatever you got, that you are bequeathing the wealth to them. You collected the money, or you made the money, so in their name, so it's fine. So you are. That is, provided you remain as a non-Muslim, so you must remember, then you bequeath that money and your assets, whatever, to them, and you make it equally. So that will be the advice we can offer and give you regarding that issue. But greater than that, we invite you to your natural home, my brother Alvin. And what is your natural home? Your natural home is Islam, my brother. You are already a good person, doing so much good. You know what the Quran Kareem states? That the Quran says we must be fair and just with the orphans. And if we usurp their wealth, then there are serious consequences. finances. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. That if a person usurps the rights of the orphans, then and devours their wealth, then they are filling their belly, remember, with the fire of hell. Chapter 4, verse number 10. So my brother, I hope that you are exercising justice, and then you embrace Islam. That is your choice. We invite you. And remember the children, then you bequeath for them if the status quo remains.
Alvin says, thank you so much, sir. Who's that? Sister Joyce. She says, today I want to rejoice because my son is making me a Muslim today. He has just completed his hijab after me beating him up for 7 years. He has proven to me that there is only one God. Will you rejoice with me, Joyce? Ustad.
My sister Joyce, you brought joy to all of us. Why are you waiting for your son to make you Muslim? We make you Muslim now if you want. Allah, so you Allah, must Allah. Remember that. And your son has completed Hifz and Noble Quran. He has memorized it, 6,236 verses and 114 chapters and 540 rukus and sections. So it was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu. So you, for my sister Joyce, is not one joy for you, it's triple joy for you.
Allah.
Joy number one is you embracing Islam. Joy number two, that your son has become a Hafiz, that he has memorized the entire Quran Sharif, which no priest, which no padri, which no clergy, no one can do, no rabbi can do. So that is the miracle of the Quran. There's the second joy. And the third joy, you came on the radio and you told us, mashallah. Allah. So the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, we all make dua for you, rejoice so that you have more joy. And inshallah, if you want, even now we are ready, we got time. And if you want to become Muslim now on air, so we make you Muslim now. And then mashallah, you tell your son that you're Muslim, and mashallah, he will teach you more and more.
Subhanallah. She says, I want to my son to do it for me. His name is Riyad, Ustad.
Excellent. Let your son do it for you. Riyad means Rawdatum min Riyadil Jannah. Riyad means the gardens. So inshallah, my sister Joyce, you, myself, your beloved son, and all of us who are true believers, we all will meet in Riyadul Jannah, in the gardens of paradise. Well done, my sister. So inshallah, you must learn those two du'as. Write it down. Make mental note, my sister Joyce, and inshallah you choose a nice good Muslim name also for yourself, so everlasting joy and happiness, prosperity for you. So the two supplications, du'as, you have to read, my sister, I have to read, or you have to read, all of us, and that is to preserve and protect our faith and our iman and Islam and our conviction. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 8. Rabbana la زِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh beloved Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us guidance. And ya Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy to envelope us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Indeed, you are the best of givers. Chapter 3, verse number 8, my sister Joyce. And then we love, but we have to die, my sister. I have to die, you have to die, we all have to leave this world. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Chapter 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. O Almighty Allah, that let us die with iman, with Islam, and unite me with the devout and pious servants. So we are also rejoicing, my sister Joyce. Allah keep you with joy, and you kiss your son on his forehead and he will kiss your hands. Why you kiss his forehead? Today he is not Riyadh, my sister. He has become half his Riyadh, and what a great honor. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It is the benevolence, the mercy, the grace of Allah that today your beloved son is a half his. It's greater, superior than all the material things of this world. So what a joyous occasion. Nurun ala nur. One radiance upon another.
Subhanallah. I see Edward Ustad from New Zealand. He says, AK, what's the latest in India? Have you heard? His own people are against him. Modi, Ustad.
Anybody who goes on batil, so on falsehood, you must remember, so Allah will humiliate and disgrace him. Innal batila kana zahuqa. So remember, the Quran says. I just draw the micro and the macro for you, my brother Edward, there in Hamilton or Wellington or Auckland. I don't know exactly where you are. Beautiful New Zealand. Right. So let's now just analyze the situation. You studied the history of India, 700 years Muslim rule. There was no threat to the Hindus or anybody else. They didn't come and say, we put in the sword or the gun by you, you must become Muslim and so forth. Today, if you take what they are telling the world and selling the world, they're the BJP and Modi and them. So they are 80% Hindus and 20% Muslims, but the Muslims are a big threat to them and so forth. So how can they be a threat to you when you are 80% and they are 20%? So it's all just to do with ethnic cleansing. And who is their teacher? The rogue regime of Israel. So they told them that, see how we deal with the Palestinians. We treat them as second, third, fourth class citizens. That is what you must do as well with the Muslims and so forth. Treat them as second, third, fourth class citizens. And for us as Muslims, my brother Edward, this is nothing surprising. The Quran Karim has warned us 1400 years ago and more. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. That you will find your worst enemies. We're speaking of majority now, not everybody, but majority. So majority of the idol worshippers, mushrikeen, and the people who are Jews, they will be your biggest enemy. And you can see it in today's world, what is happening and so forth, and who's doing what behind the scenes. So obviously for us it's something expected, and remember, they threaten the people, but his own people will turn against him. You know what happened in South Africa. So the white minority regime, then eventually they lost everything. So you must remember the way India is going, they will lose a lot of things, remember that. And so many people will embrace Islam. Similarly, Palestine, the writing is on the wall, the Jutlas and the Jews will lose everything, and then the most of them already, or half of them already, sitting with two passports, because they know one day they will have to run. So that is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The repeat of this program will be inshallah 3 to 3:30 in the afternoon. 6 to 8 will be my brother Suleiman Esop, and inshallah tomorrow morning, we don't have this program, but tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon, between 2 and 4, we have the Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. And inshallah, from Monday, we will be starting. I'll be here in the studio at 5:10. Inshallah, Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.